Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoog moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Fleming moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fleming scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Moses reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker throws the ball into Appling, who tags Desautels trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lottigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lottigiani. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Lee moves to third. Moses moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mac hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Otto Denning pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lottigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills pinch hits for Hank Edwards. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills now playing center field. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Tucker scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mills. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Hoag scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-4 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.